day.
Hey, America, this is Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those little nooks and crannies in between. I know you don't want us to find you, but hopefully we have, or you found us anyway. Coming up on this show, the cheap movie review. Because we have to have some fun, got to kick back and enjoy the weekend and maybe spend a few bucks to go see a movie. Although the last time I went to the movies, boy, $9.50 a ticket, and it was Iron Man 2 that I saw. I actually went to see a sequel because many of you called in. Mark in New York called in, Don called in, and said that you liked it. I had seen the first one, tripped up on it, didn't know much about it, and I thought Robert Downey Jr. was really great in it. And the second time was pretty good, too. I liked it, but $9.50, and that doesn't include anything that you would get at the concession stand. See, the trick is not to do that so you can have the kind of money Brad in Kentucky has saved up where you have 2 years' worth of salary and stuff that you can live on. So you don't want to be doing things like spending money at the concessions where you get, like, those Swedish fish, you know, the Swedish fish, a box of those for maybe, I don't know, $5, and you could go to the grocery store and get it for $1.80 or some crazy thing. It's amazing, the markups. But that's really where the movies make their money. All right, we're not going to start off talking about the movies. We're talking about the real world. And the real world, front and center, truly is the spill. I mean, we keep talking about the spill. As much as I would love to completely get away from it, I can't get away from it because we're all trapped by it. It affects people we know. It affects some of us. And it's just bloody sad to see what's happened in Louisiana, in parts of Alabama, in parts of Mississippi, now Florida. And the tourists are going away. And can you blame somebody when you save your pennies and you want to take your family to a beach? You don't want to smell petroleum in the background. And you don't want to see tar balls that you have to dip your feet in baby oil to wipe off the tar. Of course not. There are other places that you can go, and that's what's happening. And it's really taken its toll on the people in Mississippi and some of the other places like Gulf Shores in Alabama, Destin, Florida. They're starting to see that. And you wonder just where the tipping point is. I mean, I think we might have already hit the tipping point, but where it even goes a little bit further over the top. Over the top for me, and I wrote about it at AmericaTonight.net, notes from a scorecard on the blog, is the fact that you have the governor, Bobby Jindal, who's screaming and asking for help and all that, but he's just trying to be front and center, trying to make the people of Louisiana feel as though somebody cares and he's trying to do something. So he'd worked out that there were barges, 16 barges, that were out there trying to siphon off oil, to get oil, pump the oil out, vacuum it up is probably a better way to describe it. And the people had on hazmat suits, and so they had their stuff on, and they had gas masks on. But the Coast Guard stopped them dead in their tracks. They were doing it. They were getting it into these steel canisters. And the reason they stopped them is because they needed fire extinguishers, is what the Coast Guard said, and also life vests. And there was some other rigmarole that they were trying to give them. And the governor really came out of his shoes because he wasn't getting the help that he needed. He kept saying this stuff about the skimmers or what is it that we can do. He's just trying to come up with anything anyway. His own little junk shot, and this was a good one, this deal with the barges, and that was discussed with a few different people. So, of course, it gets gunked up. And then you look at the other side of this, too, the fact that if the Jones Act had been waived, then you could have had ships, big tanker ships, from the Middle East, who have had to deal with spills like this before and can suck up the oil and leave. Of course, there's another side to that, I guess. But all joking aside, that should have happened. Any aid we could have possibly gotten in our most dire hour. And now here we are. As of Saturday, we're talking 60 days into this Gulf oil spill cleanup. And then all the other efforts are surrounding that. It's to say the least, it's been the worst disaster period when it comes to oil. And speaking of disasters, in addressing the situation, the biggest mistake or blunder came from the chairman the other day, Carl Heinrich Svengod, who said that he talked about the fact that big oil was getting pummeled and that people were saying they didn't like big oil, and he didn't like that because his company cares about the small people. Well, here's a little smart aleck response from Congressman Bart Stupak in answer to that on the Grilling on the Hill today.
Mr. Hayward, you owe it to all Americans. We are not small people, but we wish to get our lives back.
All right, there you go. We wish to get our lives back. And it's interesting because really the chairman was talking about the $20 billion and the $100 million fund for those not even connected to BP who work in deepwater drilling. But the massive blowback because of the comment in saying small people. See, it's all about what you say. It's all about the way you say it. He really tripped up on himself there. Speaking of tripping up on themselves, the FBI and the Attorney General are in bed together, so to speak. They're going after mortgage scammers. And it's about time. This should have happened a while ago. As soon as the you-know-what hit the fan, something should have happened. So at least there is a joint task force now, and it's almost 500 people they've nailed at this point. Here's the FBI director's take on looking for that mortgage fraud.
FBI agents and analysts are using intelligence, enhanced surveillance, undercover operations to identify emerging trends and to find the key players behind large-scale fraud.
All right, and they're saying there could be maybe 3,000 more. Remember the whole thing of not asking the right questions when people were applying for the mortgages because it was about changing the money and then, you know, getting the money and getting the mortgage and then passing it on, and passed on so much that sometimes people don't even realize, don't even know who their mortgage people are now at this point. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, said this about the incredible amount of fraud out there.
We have seen mortgage fraud take on all shapes and sizes, from schemes that ensnare the elderly to fraudsters who have targeted immigrant communities.
Yeah, that's sad, boy. How about this? The Lakers, we got to salute them at the top. The Lakers won their 16th NBA title. It's also back-to-back titles for the Lakers. What's interesting here is the Lakers were down and had to rally. It doesn't reflect it from the waning moments of the game, but they were behind at one point, 13 points on the board. So the second, you know, it's always key in that second half, how you come out and then what ultimately happens in the fourth quarter. So that's what the Lakers were able to do. It was purple and gold confetti raining down in Los Angeles, and it was a classic game seven. And initially, it didn't really go the Lakers' way, but in the end, it did. Kobe Bryant had 23 points, even though he struggled a little bit. He was 6 of 24 shooting, but this was a big key game seven. The Celts go down 83-79. So for Kobe Bryant, he's like the Derek Jeter of the hardwoods. He's got five titles with the Lakers. Five titles. And in repeating, it's so hard to do that. They repeated the NBA champs for the first time since winning three straight, if you go back to 2000. So for Phil Jackson, he's got 11. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough.
All right, we're crossing the finish line. We're getting closer to yet another weekend. That can only mean one thing: cheesy movie reviews. I talked a little bit about this, how freaky it was in another segment on fruits and nuts, if you missed that in a previous hour, that people were walking around dressed like Buzz Lightyear and Woody in Los Angeles for no apparent reason, because it wasn't a movie premiere. I guess they're just excited about Toy Story 3. I don't want to be too cynical. So here is that little tiny snippet of Toy Story 3.
Andy's going to college.
Can you believe it?
What are you going to do with these old toys?
Okay, calm down, guys. Let's just keep this in perspective.
Where is she taking us?
I should have seen this coming.
We'll be fine, Jesse.
Oh, I hate all this uncertainty!
New toys!
Yeah! Buzz Lightyear, at your service.
Welcome to Sunnyside, folks. You'll find being donated was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Well, may I? Oh!
Who's Velocistar 237?
Oh, that's just a dinosaur toy down the street. That's nothing. Let me just take care of that. Just a dinosaur.
Ken, we got guests!
So, who's ready for Ken's dream tour?
Let's show our new friends where they'll be staying.
Folks, if you want to step right this way.
Hi, I'm Ken.
Barbie.
Love your leg warmers.
Nice ascot. We can have a whole new life here, Woody.
We're Andy's toys.
Hey, what do you guys think of the new recruits? Any keepers?
Out, please.
It's that space guy. He could be useful.
Oh, I want to get played with.
Rex. They just love new toys. Now, no thing.
Oh, it was cold and dark. Nothing but sand and a couple of Lincoln logs.
I don't think those were Lincoln logs.
You got a play date with Destiny.
He's looking for us. And he's looking for us.
Listen up. We're busting out of here.
Woody's no ordinary toy. He's great.
We gotta get you home before Andy leaves tomorrow.
But the thing that makes Woody special is he'll never give up on you. Ever.
Hello?
You and your friends ain't ever getting out of here.
Ah! And what's important now is we stay together.
I'll never make it!
You would not believe what I've been through tonight.
All right, pretty clever. And if you've got grandkids or kids, young kids, this would be a good one to take them to, especially if they're following along and you've got the other DVDs at home. And you recognize a lot of the names. We talked about that before. You hear Tom Hanks and Tim Allen and Michael Keaton's mixed in there. Here's the other good part. It's, I guess, under 2 hours, definitely under 2 hours. It's just a sequel. It's an action-adventure. It's clean fun, so the kids, in fact, most of the jokes probably would go over their head, but that's the weird thing about going to the Pixar films. It's like going to see Shrek. What my 8-year-old nephew gets out of it and what I get out of it are two different things. And that's the entertainment, when the sarcastic lines and some of the little digs and some of the pop culture references are completely, completely missed by the kids in the audience, but they get something else out of it. All right, for our next movie, let's move along. Jonah Hex. Check this out.
This war begins right here!
You got that knife in your garter?
I took it all, Jonah.
Searched you for too darn good, didn't I?
Wouldn't you?
Kill him.
Stand back. Hey there. Can you shoot?
Pain.
Obviously.
Hey, Hex. What happened to your face?
Cut myself shaving. What happened to yours?
Is that all you got?
Let me show you.
Okay, what's interesting about this movie is its violence, action, and disturbing images, completely different than Toy Story 3. It's a scarred bounty hunter, Jonah Hex, who is tracking and hunting down his enemy, preparing to unleash all kinds of havoc on the folks. So Josh Brolin is in it. I like him. John Malkovich, I like him. He's in it. Megan Fox is in it. Will Arnett's in it. An all-star cast. It's actually gotten some pretty good reviews for what that's worth. It's kind of fantasy Western adaptation. I do like Westerns. Suddenly I'm kind of revisiting the whole Western theme, and it's the modern-day Western. Let's go to our next movie. It's called Cyrus.
I am in a tailspin. I'm lonely, loose, borderline desperate. I have so much to give, you know. I have all these gifts. I'm like, I'm a blast.
We're kind of like having a conversation here.
Oh.
So,
okay. I'm gonna have some conversations too here eventually. My ex-wife, she's getting remarried, but I'm fine with it.
Well, yeah, I overheard your speech over there on the couch.
Oh.
I thought it was really honest.
Are you flirting with me? I'm like Shrek. What are you doing? What are you doing here in the forest? Shrek. I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I really like you. Is it crazy for me to say I wanted to work out? She's amazing. Man, I can't believe how deep into it I am.
I love being with you.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry for interrupting you.
She has a grown son.
Oh my God. I'm Cyrus.
To John, our new friend. So, are you going to stay the night?
I haven't had a man over since Cyrus was born.
It's great to finally have a new dad. Night, John.
Actually, your mom's in the shower.
I like seeing your hair in this great way. It's like a crippled tree reaching for heaven.
The kid seems really weird. He was messing with me.
You're paranoid.
You are out of your league. I will knock you out.
What?
From Fox Searchlight Pictures.
Hi, John.
Comes a brutally honest comedy.
Your son hates me.
How long have you felt like this?
It's been building.
He's very mature, but he's not coming to himself yet.
I'm so proud of how close we are.
John C. Reilly, Jonah Hill, Marissa Tomei, Catherine Keener.
Listen to me, you little weirdo. If you want to mess with me, I want to mess with you right back.
Oh, buddy.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
All right, so quickly we move from that. It's obvious, well, that's about great actors in it. This is an Italian movie that looks like it would actually be pretty good. It's called I Am Love.
Quando sono arrivata a Milano, ho dovuto imparare a essere italiana.
Famiglia è costruita sulla fabbrica.
All right, do you understand any of that Italian there? Interesting, in this movie is Tilda Swinton, if you've ever heard of her. She was in Michael Clayton with George Clooney, which is a pretty good movie. This movie's long. It's 2 hours long. It's an art, foreign drama, romance, movie. It might be better to wait until it comes out on DVD, but it does look pretty good. It's about this wealthy family that they're off in Italy. They're from Italy, but they're off doing their own things, and the family needs a successor when the father dies and splitting the power and, you know, whatever. Kind of what you would see on primetime, only they're not speaking English. That's a good way to put it. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk more about the oil spill, kind of a different angle on the whole thing with Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Hang with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what Noah did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You know, this weekend marks 60 days of battling the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. This week, there was more grilling on the Hill and the short, sweet, and very weak Oval Office address to the nation by the president. We've been talking about the blunders coming out of Washington really since day one. Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, wrote a terrific op-ed piece in the Daily Caller that mixes in something we also have been focusing on, and it's Obama rejecting foreign help. Get some of that aid. Instead, choosing to cozy up to labor, at least that's what we all think, right? So, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
My absolute pleasure, and you really set it up very, very nicely there.
Yeah, so, in talking about that, first of all, there's a little thing called a very obscure law that I learned all about probably 6 or 7 months ago called the Jones Act. Explain to everyone what the Jones Act is.
Well, I mean, the Jones Act is like a lot of these holdovers from the early 20th century, these sort of protectionist laws that are anti-market. They are set up sort of to protect, like a protectionist racket almost, to, you know, some sort of interest that gets set aside. In this case, it says that if you are going to do business in the waters of the United States, you have to do it in a U.S.-built ship with a U.S. crew. And so, you know, they are holding everything in abeyance. You know, because of this obscure act, essentially to protect and to protect jobs and save themselves from the ire of big labor. And of course, you know, it has all culminated in this evening. And the news reports have just started to come in. The Coast Guard has, in fact, stopped some of these foreign ships from entering the waters around Louisiana under the auspices of conducting safety inspections. We're trying to get the details right now to see exactly what's going on, but it's become very clear that once again, this is, and you got to understand, Kate, this is just one of a number of examples in which the Obama administration has been playing politics, and in doing so has been incredibly obstructionist in terms of responding to this spill. This happens to be one of the more pernicious aspects of it, but nevertheless, it's one of many.
It makes no sense, though. I mean, because why wouldn't you just waive the Jones Act, which the president has the power to do, grab the help from the people who have the equipment, for goodness sake, and absolutely the know-how to clean up oil spills from the Middle East, because that's where a lot of them have happened. That's where these big ships are coming from. It makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't he do it? I mean, I guess you explained that because of the labor deal, but still, I would think there'd be more pull to clean this stuff up.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, this is why, and I didn't jump on the administration immediately. Actually, you know, one of the rare occasions where I didn't have a knee-jerk reaction to something the administration did. I think this administration fundamentally does not understand the way the world works.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's while they're, you know, clearly with the Jones Act and their hesitation at waiving it, which is within their power to do, certainly President Bush waived the Jones Act and Davis-Bacon and a whole host of other regulatory schemes that got in the way of responding to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. But this administration seems incapable at formulating a response plan that correctly prioritizes the public policy problems that are out there. And what I mean by that, they are so focused on stuff that is 10, 12, 100 steps down the road, you know, holding BP liable for paying X, Y, and Z dollar out and setting up the disbursement fund. You know, all of this stuff, it goes without saying that we want to hold BP liable for the damage that they've done. But that is not what should be the priority of the White House right now. And even Democrats agree that the priority of the White House right now, number one, is getting control of the oil that's gushing into the Gulf. And number two is helping to facilitate the cleanup of what's there. Everything else is secondary, tertiary, fourth order of magnitude, fifth order of magnitude. It's all so far down the list that, you know, it's just astounding to me.
Mm.
So, you know, really in the end, what happens is we have this situation in which the president is quite literally playing politics with the response plan, which is something that he's done before. In terms of other crises, I mean, we have had, and this is in the op-ed that I wrote, you know, with the response to the financial crisis, we had such a convoluted response to that because the president needed to make sure that his constituents got their piece of the pie. You know, you had to make sure that it wasn't just individuals being allowed to spend their own money in order to shore up the economy. You had to make sure that it was going not just to business, but businesses that are heavily unionized so that their folks could get their piece of the pie. This is, as you know, the most serious ecological disaster the nation has ever faced. The time for this kind of baffle garb or BS or whatever you want to call it is past. The president's job is to facilitate response and cleanup, and he is most certainly not doing that.
Yeah, and it's interesting if he's even Democrats and even the most liberal of the media actually kind of gave it to him for his very tepid and, as I called, weak speech, short speech from the Oval Office just a couple of days ago. And wouldn't he have been actually a bigger hero if he had just come on, Andrew, and said, listen, we're reaching out for help to a group of people who we've helped a lot of times, but they've got the know-how when it comes to cleaning up the spills, so we're going to waive the Jones Act, bring these boys in, help us suck some of this oil up, use some of that equipment that, you know, Governor Jindal's been screaming about, that they need more skimmers, and we may have much more success at stopping what's heading into the wetlands and onto those beaches in Alabama and Mississippi, and we don't know how far it's going to go down Florida. Even though he risks it with the politics of labor, don't you think in the end the poll numbers would have been better and he would have come out better on the other end?
I think this shows his inexperience. I mean, and this is not to sort of pile on, but the bottom line is, say what you will about George W. Bush, when he, you know, put together a response plan, he put together a response plan. In the end, you may not have liked what he did down with Katrina and Rita, and there certainly were screw-ups with regards to what he did. But he got a plan, and he acted like a leader. And that's, I think, what Americans wanted out of Barack Obama. I mean, that's why the left has been so disappointed in all of this. And, I mean, this is coming from – I listen to far left-wing media quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you've got – just the guys have just been so profoundly disappointed. And then to top it all off, you have this – the last couple of days of what's been nothing more than kabuki theater up on Capitol Hill, which has frustrated and angered so many folks because, you know, they recognize that nothing comes out of senators and members of the House just sitting there railing against BP. It doesn't solve anything.
Right.
And what people want is a president and members of Congress, but most especially a president is going to say, here is the plan. What did the president do? He convened a group of experts whose purpose was to figure out the best way to punish BP. That's not what Americans wanted in the end, and not what they're going to want. They want someone who's going to say, okay, we're bringing in, we're waiving the Jones Act, we're waiving this, we're going to waive the Endangered Species Act, we're going to recognize that the Clean Water Act's provisions on toxins, we're going to waive those because, you know, while the dispersant may kill fish, the oil is 100% deadly to these fish, and we need to disperse that. But no, these guys just sort of sat there with their, you know, sat on their hands and, you know, overanalyzed everything. And every time they turned, every time somebody tried to, tried to propose a solution to the problem, the administration essentially said, no, wait a minute, you can't do that. I want to give you a really good example. You know, outside of Pensacola, Florida, is something called Perdido Key, which is an island. It's a, you know, one of these small little islands outside of Pensacola Bay. And it's one of these places where you could have stopped the oil from coming into Pensacola Bay. What did the administration literally, they were engaging in this, you know, overanalysis of the response plan put together by the locals. And what happened? The oil went right into Perdido Key. And, you know, they just sort of all looked there and said, this is just such a shame. You know, and I was supposed to go down to the Gulf Coast this summer for my vacation. I was supposed to go down to Destin, Florida, and literally we had vacillated back and forth. We decided we weren't going to do it, then we decided we were going to do it, and sure enough, literally as I was about to make the hotel reservations today, we find out yesterday that the big tarball started to wash ashore, and the oil is just right off the coast. I mean, it is just such a tragedy. And it's largely because these guys have sat on their hands and
done
nothing.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting because I'm going to the Gulf. I'm going to Tampa, and I'm wondering it could be the same thing. Who knows? But by the time all this stuff starts leaking out. One last one. I mean, I'll tell you what. If I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear what the BP guys are saying behind the scenes. Because like you said, I mean, of course, you know, hey, they get beat up. They know that. They've apologized, all the other stuff and whatever. And of course, it's their rig. It went down, all that stuff that we talked about in the beginning. But wouldn't you think that they would have appreciated if those ships had been allowed in? Because by now, who knows, we might have had much more of this stuff cleaned up if we had had those big tankers there. And it really would have saved the rear ends of some of the BP guys, probably.
And BP would have been, I'm sure BP would have been happy and would still be happy to pick up the tab for all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Is that, you know, you get the feds out of the picture. I actually, there was an earlier op-ed that never really got picked up by anybody in which I talked about the sort of the free market responses to this, the stuff that BP could be doing should the federal government just simply get out of their way and let them do it. And it starts with the letting average everyday individuals who've got some sort of technological solution to the problem to deploy their responses out in the water. Let the Costner brothers get out there. Pay a bounty for every gallon of oil that's picked up. Do the same thing on the shores.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. What a way to end this. Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty, thanks. We appreciate it.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This edition of We Can Count with the Los Angeles Lakers victory 83-79 in the final game 7. So there was a big celebration for the Lakers, and this is back to back for this team, and it is their 16th championship of all time. Hey, flip a coin. Could have been Boston, could have been the Lakers, but it seemed like the Lakers were a team of destiny once again this time around. I know I said this in a previous hour, but you look at the Kobe Bryant stats and you watch how he plays, and not that there aren't supporting players that stepped up and were incredible for the Lakers, but this was just the team of destiny once again. And 16 is a lot for a franchise, but back-to-back is a huge feat these days. A lot of people thought that Cleveland might be in there. They were knocked out early. And LeBron James, there was the big question mark over his future. Speaking of being knocked out early, in golf, it's all about making the cut over the weekend. Do you get into Saturday and Sunday? Are you playing? It's moving day, and there's a three-way tie after the first round of the U.S. Open. Because it's our Open, it's a big deal, just like in tennis or in other events. What's strange is Tiger Woods has been having problems, so maybe that's not that strange, but he didn't do well, and neither did Phil Mickelson. People watch for the two of them, and they're just popular players, even despite all the craziness with Tiger Woods and the, what was it, 122 other women. Everybody there is just watching to see how he plays. But Pebble Beach looked pretty tough. I watched a little bit of it in the windy conditions, some of the holes that are by the water, and you could tell that the greens were hard, and I think that's why a lot of the guys struggled. But it certainly was clear when you looked at the way Tiger Woods was playing, and also Phil Mickelson, too. No birdies, nothing was working for either one of them. And it's this question of, you know, do they stay in it or do they miss the cut? There were some dramatic shots worth mentioning, and since this is Week Can Count, Mike Weir chipped in for a birdie on the 16th to reach 3 under, but then this is typical of what happens. That's why some of you listening, you go out to your Muni course, but you know you throw your clubs around and you just put down the sport for a while. He bogeyed the final two holes, so he ended up with a 70. And that's what happens to you when you play an Open, and especially on a course like Pebble. So too early to tell what'll happen and whether those guys will make it or not, but so far, not a good start to this. Will they be in the money, in the hunt, whatever, on Saturday and Sunday? Like the Lakers, they're definitely in. The futures of those two in the Open, not. Let's move along to mortgages. The feds bust 485 mortgage fraudsters, they say. The Justice Department trumpeted its efforts. That's the best adjective I could think of, and others used it, to tout the crackdown on the fraud. I mean, 485, that's, and who knows, it's just the beginning of this. The Attorney General and the FBI Director were both thrilled beyond belief. They held a joint news conference to introduce, do you like the name of this? Yeah, they always come up with clever names for operations. Operation Stolen Dreams, that's what they were calling it. It was a 3-month-long takedown of mortgage schemes throughout the country. So there are 21 agencies altogether involved. Here's the key, how much money. They say the fraud has already resulted in losses of about $2.3 billion. And we know what happened to the economy. The mortgages were passed all over the place. Who knows who owns the mortgages anymore? It's like, follow the mortgage. And the FBI director, Robert Mueller, said the FBI is pursuing more than 3,000 fraud cases, and they think more arrests are going to happen, too, that this is just the beginning of it. But I still think that's a pretty robust number for the few months that they've been at it. You know, that whole countrywide thing, what a party that turned out to be, and how the mortgages, you know, they didn't ask anybody any questions. Do you have a job? Yeah. Okay. You want a, what, $500,000 house? Great, you qualify. Now, as a result, sadly, the problem is, and earlier in the week we had one of the big construction companies on, and what Preston McAfee was talking about is you can't get the money. People have projects, and they can line up everything, but then when it comes to getting the money, they can't get the loans, and the average guy can't get the loans either sometimes, and for crazy things. So that's the other part of this equation. If the banks aren't going to lend, then how are things going to turn around? And in some cases, they're afraid to do that because of what happened in the past. All right, here's a lighter one. Anybody eat SpaghettiOs out there? Good old-fashioned can of SpaghettiOs with those little tiny baby meatballs. Campbell Soup is recalling about 15 pounds of this stuff because of possible under-processing. When have you ever heard that? And it's the 14-ounce cans. And if you have a can of SpaghettiOs, just look at the date on it. It'll say used by June 2010 and then December 2011. That would be on the bottom, too. So it's SpaghettiOs with meatballs. They have a whole bunch of them. SpaghettiOs with fun shapes, they're on there, too. And, you know, actually, I probably know a lot of people that still eat SpaghettiOs. Donovan, do you eat ramen noodles or SpaghettiOs or any of that kind of stuff?
I tend to eat ramen noodles, but SpaghettiOs are not really to my taste.
Yeah, they're not to my taste anymore either. When I was three, maybe, but I'm with you on the ramen noodles thing. We're probably pretty safe there with the way they package that. But 15 million pounds is a lot, so if you do have one in your cupboard, you might want to check it just in case. When I saw that number, it just jumped out at me. So, oh, are you kidding? 15 million? Sadly, I wanted to try to keep this a little bit lighter, but there was a mine blast that killed 11 and has trapped 61. Boy, people in the mining industry, you know, they know that going in. This time, we're talking about, you know, where it was? Bogota, Colombia. And they've got rescue operations that they had to stop. There was an explosion, so they know that 11 were dead. The bunch of others trapped, at least 62, that's the number I said. Six of the 79 combined on the ship survived the blast, and they actually just walked out. And it's all about where you are in the mine. And they're trying to figure out what it was. They think that, well, right now they suspended the rescue deal because they've got the gases. You know, there's always that thing with the methane gases. And there's danger of explosions, so you can't touch it, you can't go in there, you can't drill anything. And they're worried about cave-ins, so it's pretty sad. The people in the caves, or in the mines, rather, that are trapped, probably not good for them because it's that clock that's ticking. And when the clock is ticking and you can't, what can you do? You can't do that if the methane is present. So until it's safe, it's just as dangerous for the people inside as the people outside, and it's just a waiting game as to whether or not, you know, you're going to have any more survive. Those that were there that were able to walk out, they weren't able to actually go and rescue anyone. Sun up, they start the whole thing all over again and hope that the toxic gas is nowhere to be smelled or seen, and then they're okay. All right, and also we're going to end on this one. Shocking whenever you hear about stuff like this, but a Michigan judge ordered a 13-year-old boy convicted of murdering a woman during a robbery to remain in juvenile detention, and he'll be there until he turns 21. He actually committed the crime when he was 12. They're going to reevaluate him after his 21st birthday, see what happens there, and whether he'll be released from custody or sentenced as an adult to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And, you know, this is what you have to be really careful with here. We've seen this go in two different directions, where somebody was a juvie, then there was, you know, then they were up before a board as to whether or not they would go into the system as an adult, got out, and went right into the whole repeat offender thing from the things that they learn from the juvenile detention. But sad story there. He was found guilty of murdering Trisha Babcock during that robbery. She was in her parked car, and he just went to get the money. Any thoughts about anything, you know what to do, americatonight.net.